It's Championship Saturday, and we're at the Denver Coliseum. You can probably hear the music in the background as the Valor Christian Eagles and the Lewis Palmer Rangers warm up for their 4A state championship match. Joining me is John Miller, my contributor on Basketball Colorado. He joins us today. He knows more about Lewis Palmer than I do. He's seen them play, and I've seen Valor more than him, so this should be a good conversation. How are we doing, John?
We're doing fantastic.
Great. So let's kind of preview this game real quick here. We got Valor. They've been all world. I mean, outside of a game against Evergreen, outside of a game against Devlin, they've really just beat the snot out of people. Last night against Golden, after that first quarter, Golden just didn't have a chance. Their shots weren't falling, and Valor really outworked them on the boards. So what can we expect from Lewis Palmer? How are they going to try and match up with Valor?
Lewis Palmer's typical game plan is they like to slow the ball down, work the ball, and they have numerous guys that can put points on the board. It's not just one night where you have the same guy in and out. They'll have four or five guys that can contribute throughout the night. Eli Burkett, this young man, the senior, comes in averaging just a little under 10 points a game. However, this kid can come out of nowhere. He put up 22 earlier in their win against Vista Ridge. He had 14 last night in the win against Pueblo South. So this kid is very good. But the key for Lewis Palmer, winners of 19 straight, is they play team ball. You can't focus on just one kid, because each kid will actually step up and put points on the board.
Yeah, like last night, there's like four different Raiders or Rangers in double figures. Kind of, my favorite player from the Lewis Palmer right now is Billy Cook. He's a 6-foot guard that can get up.
Cook had that alley-oop last night. I've seen Cook earlier in the season as well. In the lane, kids around him, and still throw it down. This young man can get up.
All right, and they'll have a big task trying to stop Jalen Sanders, who's just been a double-double machine all year. Last night, 20 points, 7 rebounds, I think is what he ended up with. I think he's probably their best defender. He's always got the other team's best player in front of him. He gets their best defender in front of him, and he's still putting up 20 points a game. Really, Valor's other strength is their other two forwards, Dylan McCaffrey and Cale Knuckles. They don't get enough credit for what all they do, because they do the little things that allows Sanders really to get open and to get to do his work. I think for Valor, much like last night, they don't need to do anything that they are not used to doing. You know, if they set that 2-2-1 press up and they keep the ball in front of them and attack off those turnovers, it's probably going to – I think Valor could probably walk – I don't want to say walk away with this one, but win this one comfortably.
The key to this will be the tempo of the game. If Lewis Palmer keeps this game slowed down, runs their tempo, the advantage is in their favor. But again, if Valor Christian takes off running like they did last night, Lewis Palmer be in trouble.
All right, and then who's our one person to maybe look out for from Lewis Palmer that he doesn't have to have a great game, or he could come out and have a great game? We've talked about how the Rangers can do that. You know, any one of them can have a great game. If this style of play, if it's an up and down game, who's that person to look for from Lewis Palmer that might?
Well, let me run down this list real quick. You got Joel Scott of the Scott brothers. Everybody remembers those guys. You got Drew Blomberg. This kid can put up threes from all over the court as well. Again, we mentioned Billy Cook. However, Angelo Battistelli, this young man had 4 points last night, but when he was in the game, Pueblo South concentrated on him and looked for him. He can put points up as well. But my dark horse again is Eli Burkett. If this kid can go ahead and get his points, Lewis Palmer may be in good shape.
All right, and then for me tonight, it might be someone. You know, last night, Austin Remus, he was really good for what he had to do. He came in, and I said in my preview yesterday, he doesn't need to shoot a lot of threes. He needs to make one or two at the right time, and he did that yesterday. And it was actually one of his threes that really kind of like pushed Valor and started them going, and just, you know, Golden couldn't recuperate from. So I would see him doing something similar tonight. But also the Randall kid. He being a forward as well, kind of doesn't get the attention of the others that the other three do. But if he's left open, he can make other teams pay. So maybe it could be Randall tonight. All right, that wraps up our – oh, hold on. Give us a score at the – for a final score. Who takes this one?
This is going to be difficult. I know Valor Christian's hungry. I believe this is their third state championship game. They have yet to win it. Lewis Palmer, though, winner of 19th straight, very difficult. I will have to go with – I'll say – I like Lewis Palmer in a 61-56 ball game.
Lewis Palmer, 61-56. I'm going to go Valor by 12. I'm not sure how much, I'm not sure what the score will be, but I think it's going to be Valor by 12. All right, folks. We'll get our 5A prediction up soon, and thanks for joining us.